Well, today we have a guest joining us on the phone. Stacy Goodman is with us. She is the Iowa Foundation's director with the Omaha Community Foundation, and they help to work through some grant processes here in some of the area county foundations that we have, for example, the Cass County and Audubon County Community Foundations and some others around southwest Iowa. And right now they're in the middle of the application process for the spring cycle of the grant program, and we wanted to just kind of give you a reminder, talk about that here this morning. Stacy, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, it was a wonderful holiday, but very excited to also start the new year.
Absolutely. And one of the fun things that you folks get to do through the community foundations when you talk about starting the new cycle is you get ready to hand out some important money and some funding to some of these important projects around southwest Iowa. Can you talk a little bit about the grant application process that's going on now and who might be eligible for that?
Absolutely, Jim. So we are currently in the midst of our spring grant cycle, and as part of this grant cycle, each of our 9 affiliate counties that make up the Community Foundations of Southwest Iowa is planning to award approximately $125,000, and those dollars are able to support nonprofit organizations and community projects in each of the local communities and each of those local counties. And as part of that application process, it is an online application, and we will be approaching our deadline with a February 1st application deadline. And so we definitely urge folks to give some thought, and if they are involved with a nonprofit or are involved in a local community project, we would encourage them to visit our website to learn a little bit more about our different grant cycles, just in case they were thinking about maybe submitting an application for consideration of funding.
Very good. Specifically, who can apply for these types of grants?
Yes, so we are able to accept applications from any 501c3 public charity that is IRS approved. We also can award grants to local municipalities or fiscally sponsored projects. So there are a wide array of different organizations and projects that can be eligible for funding. And we also have different areas and types of support that each county may offer. So across our 9 county footprint, each county will be considering requests for capital support and program support. So when we say capital support, those are to support things like the purchase of equipment, completion of a brick and mortar building project, or a physical renovation to a space. And when we say we are considering support for program support, that's really tied to a specific set of activities or a specific program that's really kind of time sensitive to objectives and predetermined costs. So each of our counties will be considering support in those 2 areas. And then in a handful of our counties, they are also entertaining operating support requests. And so those are really to support the overall organizational opportunities and activities. So those can support areas of operating expense and overhead. But in each of those, it's more a matter of if there's some extenuating circumstances that they may be experiencing as a nonprofit.
Well, it sounds like it's fairly wide open for those nonprofits to come in with their ideas and see if it's something that might fit the model.
Absolutely. And if any group is considering applying, we definitely encourage them to contact our staff or a local advisory board member at their local community foundation. We're always happy to talk through those ideas and help to determine if we can provide some information that might help strengthen their application.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about the application process? You mentioned it's online, and for some folks that have some experience working through applications for grant funding, they know that some of them are a little more onerous than others. How does this one play out? Is it pretty straightforward?
We do try and keep it as straightforward as possible. You know, we do ask some basic questions about their organization or their community group, and then we really allow them some time to answer questions specifically about what they would be wanting to use the grant funding for. And so it is a pretty robust application, but I think we have heard good things from veteran applicants as well as first-time applicants that it really allows them to provide as much information as they feel would be helpful for our local advisory board to make their funding decisions.
Sure. Do you attempt within that dollar frame that you have set up to be able to donate each year? Do you kind of try to spread as much of that around as you can to different organizations? Do you try to fund as many as possible?
You know, each county, it goes through a different review process, and really we look at a wide variety of factors. One of those is to really look at making an impact across the county, but we also look at areas such as community need and the impact that the project is going to have. And so it really is dependent upon the number and types of requests we have in a given county, but it is very exciting as part of this process to really see the wide variety of projects and opportunities and needs that are being seen in communities across the county.
Well, I guess that takes it back to the local angle there, too, that although it's overseen by the larger Omaha Community Foundation, each of these county community foundations, although they work under the umbrella, they really have a certain amount of freedom to be able to do what's best for their local areas.
We are truly grateful for our local advisory board members on each of our county community foundation boards. You know, they are really terrific at being able to do the review of each of the applications and helping us really align with what the local needs and opportunities are. And so, as you said, Jim, even though we have our back office support through our host foundation in Omaha, the real focus on our decision making and helping us set that strategic direction for these dollars is at that local level with our local advisory board members.
You know, Stacy, it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago that there was a whole lot of work being done behind the scenes to try to establish some of these local community foundations in Southwest Iowa counties just from the base to be able to see the kind of money that's been invested and the kind of money that continues to be invested through grants each and every cycle. It's got to be pretty exciting to see that growth.
It has been so remarkable. You know, we are so grateful for all of the donors and supporters and agencies who have partnered to help us really get to where we are as community foundations in each of our counties. But I also will say that this grant cycle is made possible because of a state program. So we are really fortunate to participate in the County Endowment Fund program as part of the state of Iowa. And so this particular grant cycle is made possible as a partnership between our work and really is made possible through funding of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue. So in each of these counties, this is distributing a portion of the gaming tax revenue in those counties that don't have a state-issued gaming license. And so we're really grateful also for that support as part of this legislative program to really be able to help activate those dollars at the local level, knowing that the funding source for this particular grant cycle is gaming in the state of Iowa.
Well, that's awesome. Well, from the basics, though, from this county projects that you have going on, these county foundations, can you talk a little bit about how that process works for those who might be thinking about gifting money or perhaps, looking down the road at what they might do with some of the money that they have when it comes time to decide, how to distribute that? If a community foundation is in the plans, how exactly does that work?
Oh, absolutely. We are able to work with a wide variety of individuals, families, and businesses who really want to partner with their local community foundation, whether it's to make an impact now with some of their lifetime giving or maybe to help them craft their legacy for impacting some of their favorite causes. And so we have the opportunity for folks to be able to work through the community foundation and support specific programs and nonprofits that are near and dear to them, while also having the freedom for folks to be able to gift to their maybe a community endowed fund or their countywide core endowment. And those kind of gifts allow them to give to needs that may not even exist today. And so by giving to some of those county or community-based funds, they're able to support work that's going to outlive all of our lifetimes to be able to know that they're making an impact in their hometown for many, many years to come.
Yeah, and in many cases, the money that might be donated as seed money typically stays there, and it's the interest that's generated from those investments that is spent out. So when you do make those donations, you can feel comfortable knowing that that legacy is going to live for a long time.
It is. It's just remarkable to know that those dollars are able to make, an impact today. And then in perpetuity, it's going to be making an impact through grants for needs that are still evolving. And so we really appreciate that flexibility when folks are willing to partner with us by supporting a local endowed fund, because they are making that long-term commitment that's going to be able to impact whether it's a community, a nonprofit, or an area of interest here in the state of Iowa for a long, long time to come.
And if folks would like to learn more about that donation process or about what they could do perhaps for some long-term giving ideas, just contact the office?
Absolutely. They're more than welcome to contact their local advisory board members for their local community foundation, or they can always call. There are two staff members, myself, Stacy Goodman, and Sydney Calcagno. We are our two team members that are always happy to talk through any questions folks might have about supporting a specific area of interest, learning about some special tax incentives, or even learning about some of the opportunities that come our way through our grant programs, we're always happy to have that conversation to really look at building up our local communities across Southwest Iowa.
Excellent. And if someone would like to know more about how to start that grant application process, they can go online, give them those details again.
Yes, we encourage them to visit our county webpages, and they can go by visiting www.swiowafoundations.org, and they can navigate to their particular county of interest and access their fact sheet, frequently asked questions, application access instructions, and even some links to what the past support from these different funds were. So hopefully there's lots of details there, and then they're always welcome to contact our office to talk with a staff member, and we can be reached at 1-800-794-3458.
Very good. Lots of good information. And we've always talked about how we can keep these small communities, these small counties, vibrant and growing. This is one way to do it. And you can find out more by getting in touch with those folks, either locally or at the home office there as well. Well, very good. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for the time here today. Stacy Goodman is the Iowa Foundation Director for the Omaha Foundation. A lot of community foundation grant opportunities out there here right now through the spring cycle. Hope folks take advantage of that. Thank you so much for all that you folks do.
Oh, thank you, Jim.